The snail kite eats pretty much only one thing, a snail called the apple snail. The apple snail's been disappearing, partly because of people messing with water levels in the Everglades for farming and cities. Scientist Rachel Pierce and her team have raised apple snails in the lab and let them go in a marsh at the edge of Lake Okeechobee. Now they need them to stick around and have babies.
It's unlikely that the snail kites will come back here to this marsh because we haven't released that many snails. But in the future, when we kind of scale this up, we do hope to start seeing snail kites.
The survival of the snail kite depends on this working. And some people say if the snail kite goes extinct, things won't look good for the restoration of the Everglades. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.